Kay, Anthony, and Andrea, what a privilege it is to be here and share some words of comfort, I pray. And God's love was a big part of Bob. And my prayer is that that same love fills you and surrounds you in the days ahead, and that you hold it tightly in your heart. Dear friends, love is not a concept. Love is action. Love does unusual things, uncommon things. It's kind of like going to the ice cream store and buying ice cream. And you count your money and you think that you got enough. You're pretty sure you got the exact number of quarters that you need. And you get up to the counter and you lay it down on the counter and you're short a quarter. And the person behind the cash register says, "Don't worry about it. I've got a quarter right under here. I'll make you a whole. Here's your ice cream." That's unusual. Most people would say, go home and get your quarter and come back, and then you can get your ice cream. Bob could relate to the person behind the cash register. Bob had a big, loving, and generous heart. And he shared it with everyone in his life. Bob displayed that generous heart in the positions that he served here at Peace Lutheran Church. He was chairman of the building committee back in 2008 when the extension was built here at Peace. He served as elder and most recently as treasurer. As treasurer, he was the one who put together checks, often for those who requested assistance for need. See, they were people who were a quarter short. They were people who had a friend too few. They were people that were behind a week. Life had gone in an unexpected way. As treasurer, Bob never hesitated. He had a loving and generous heart. And that's the way he was also in his relationships with people. He discovered that his friends would be short of something, and he'd make sure that things would be smoothed out, that they would be made whole. Love does unusual things. Bob did unusual things. Loving things. Love is not a concept. Love is action. Love does unusual things. It's kind of like having a really tough decision, and you have to make that decision with a group of people. That's a common thing in our time today and in our community, making tough decisions with a group of people. You have your point, and you come up with arguments to support your point. Others have their point, and they come up with arguments to support their position. The decision is made, and those opponents or those others, they put their arm around you and say, "Hey, we're on the same team. Let's move forward." They don't insist on having their own way. They don't hold a grudge. They want to partner with you. And in today's time period, that is extremely rare. Bob Glather could relate to that. Bob had positions. He came up with great arguments. It was tough, man. Lots of coffee with Bob and arguments. I'm sure he shared his positions in the family. He shared his positions in the community. He served on the budget committee here in the city of Philomath, and amongst other things. And he had his positions with his church family. Bob didn't shy on sharing his positions. I remember one time here at Peace Lutheran Church, we were facing, it really actually wasn't a really major conflict in the congregation, but it was a decision that needed to be made here at church, and it was this: would we serve wine or beer at church activities and events? Bob had a position. And he shared his position, and he shared his position pretty darn well, I gotta say. Other people had positions, and they also had really good reasoning for their positions. You know what Bob did? When the decision was reached, and he did this with everything that we did here at this church, Now, he may have grumbled to you, Kate. I don't know. I wasn't a part of that. He put his arm around you. Let's move forward together. Let's partner. Let's not insist on our own way. That's love. Love does unusual things. Love is not a concept. Love is action. Love does unusual things. You know, it's kind of like being at the grocery store and you see someone who's waiting in line to check out and they have the opportunity to cut in line and nobody will notice, but you look and you see that the person doesn't cut in line. In fact, they notify others that they should move forward. They are other-focused. They are other-centered. Now, that's a small little thing, but I want to highlight that because Bob could relate. Bob Glather was other-centered, not self-centered. He was so, so other-centered. If I were to come up with a word to describe Bob, I would say it's this word. He was very kind. Very kind. Other-centered. It said it in the obituary that Bob, and I heard you say it too, Anthony, in the house. I think you, correct me if I'm wrong, Bob would oftentimes say, your dad would say, it's enough. Would he say that? It's enough?